He worked in the library system in San Bernardino, California, and I practically lived at each of the five branches they had at that time, signing up for computer access. Every day after school, until my time expired by someone else needing to use a computer booted me off, I would then hop onto the city bus to the next branch, until it closed, and even sometimes sneaked into the local community college after hours, to use those machines until school started the next day. Anyway, my friend had a boyfriend who died of AIDS years back. He now has AIDS and is a shadow of the person he used to be, homeless, with a car right now, and being technologically savvy, ranting all over Facebook every chance he gets about how the world has done him wrong. I have several friends with parents who have come out as gay who have later died of AIDS and currently have friends who are gay, some of which still haven't come out but most have. Just for the record, I am not gay. I have observed the lifestyle for myself for years and have never personally seen a gay relationship last, or any part of it end in anything other than tragic. I don't hate people for being gay. I am concerned for them thinking that it is what it is not. Love. Heterosexual, straight, activity is not love either. Love requires no physical or sexual contact whatsoever. I am anti-gay because of my personal experience through people I have known throughout my entire life who are my friends. I have known people who have changed from being gay to straight, and vice versa, and find it to be more choice than matter of fact as some claim it is. Just as some have started bad habits like smoking and drinking, that some later overcome, I feel a desire to help those to change a homosexual lifestyle as well, be encouraging them to see with their eyes the reality of the lifestyle. Look for examples of lasting relationships that they know personally, not just those that seem good on TV or in movies, because we all know that media is not what it seems, but we allow media to shape our personal lives too much. I see no reason to be proud of being gay. To me, it's like being proud of being a smoker, or an alcoholic, or a foul-mouthed free speech American. I'm proud to be American, but I'm more proud to be conservative American. Conservative in speech, dress, and thought. Some may claim to be conservative, but they speak more liberally than a Hollywood porn star. Sure, you are free to do dumb things in a free country, but it is not always the smartest or healthiest, or at a minimum, best example to our youth. Far too many people don't speak up about things to help others become better, citing it's none of their business, but it's everyone's business. I don't advocate hate against smokers, alcoholics, foul-mouthed, or gay people. I don't believe any of those things deserve a special day of celebration, or congratulatory call from the president for coming out or anything either. I do think that traditional values should be celebrated. How about to Hetero Pride Day? Are you alive today because you were born? Thank a heterosexual. I say these things because we are all children of God and I care about all of you. God bless you all. Jimmy S.K. Jada James, an archive record of this post, which I have already placed to spoken voice text narrative, is placed here. http://kuwap.net/webdomains/facebook.com/intermindway/james-riskill-replied-to-a-comment-topic-gay-life-validity-james-martin-riskill.htm. All comments of discussion open the, read more, replies open the entire thread open to the public. 1. James Martin Riskill replied to a comment on A.